Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
To nobody's surprise, we have some breaking news that Donald Trump's ceasefire has already fallen apart. Iran has announced that they are reclosing the Strait of Hormuz after Israel would not stop firing on Lebanon overnight. That is the most simplified timeline, but we'll break it down throughout this video and break down why all of this is fundamentally doomed to fail. Donald Trump has put us in a no-win position because Iran is realizing the regional control they can have when they point their missiles at the Strait of Hormuz. Donald Trump legitimized that regional control by acting like it was a starting ground for negotiation after he launched an illegal, unconstitutional war. This is all an absolute mess. This is why you need congressional authority before waging these types of wars. And I don't want to waste any time before jumping into the big breaking news that we got, which is the Strait of Hormuz once again remains closed. It was open for not even 12 hours. I'm pretty sure this morning the first ships passed through, and then about 2 hours later, everything fell apart. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It's genuinely the best way to help boost the message. We put a lot of work into understanding this issue, reporting this issue accurately, and pushing towards a better America. And you can join that community by dropping a like and subscribing. So as BBC reports, ships in the Gulf are told, quote, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. Attention all vessels, attention all vessels. Attention all vessels in Persian Gulf and Oman Sea. This is the IRGC Navy Station. Transiting the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, and you need permission from the IRGC before sailing through the strait. Any vessel trying to travel into the sea will be targeted and destroyed. This happened just moments ago after the ceasefire deal that Donald Trump grandiosely announced last night has already fallen apart to pieces. I also want to point out that CNN is now reporting, unlike previous ceasefires, this agreement does not appear to be written in a formal document. There's no actual document for this, and Donald Trump is currently melting down on Truth Social over the current misunderstandings of the ceasefire he reached. From where I stand, Donald Trump so desperately wanted an off-ramp in this war that he threatened genocide on Iran to get any sort of leverage. Then he agreed to Iran's framework for a 10-point deal, and Iran never stopped firing because they had different factions who differed on whether or not the ceasefire was fair. Remember, Iran is not quite unified right now. Iran itself has different factions between the IRGC, between the parliament, between Ghalibaf, the Speaker of the House. Different people have different views, which led to a situation where all through the night, the war kept raging on in the Middle East. You can look this up. Iran kept firing. Israel kept getting hit. Israel kept firing back at Lebanon. Lebanon kept getting hit. The war continued to rage on, and this ceasefire is not a real ceasefire. It even got to a point where this morning, one of Donald Trump's people said that, you know, this is a ceasefire that doesn't include Israel and Lebanon. So the war is still able to be waged in the region, but just the United States ceased firing. That's what we mean by a ceasefire. The United States ceased firing in a war that we started, therefore ceding control to the Strait, to Israel, the Strait of Hormuz. Just listen to this. When U.S. President Trump announced a ceasefire between his country and Iran yesterday, he did so by posting to Truth Social and stating that, subject to the Islamic Republic agreeing to the complete, immediate, and safe reopening, I will suspend the bombing. Just over an hour later, he reposted a statement written by Iran's foreign minister, which said that if attacks against Iran are halted, our powerful armed forces will cease their defensive operations. So these are a lot of ifs. Donald Trump is saying, if the Strait of Hormuz is open, we will stop firing. Then they said, okay, if attacks against Iran are halted, then we will stop our defensive operations. It says, truces are usually underpinned by documents laying out terms, not both sides laying out a bunch of ifs. CNN has not seen any version of a ceasefire text that has been signed by both sides, and it seems like there's genuinely no ceasefire. We then learned moments ago there are explosions in the Tehran province. There are more explosions going off in Iran, and then more activity over western, central, and eastern Tehran. This was about 4 to 5 minutes ago at the time of recording this video. To continue, Iranian air defenses are reportedly shooting at drones in the Tehran area. This is coming 1 minute ago. Breaking news. State news agency mayor accuses U.S.-Israel of violating the ceasefire. Donald Trump said the United States will work closely with Iran, this was a few hours ago, which we have determined is gone through what will be a very productive regime change. And it's just funny because Khamenei was replaced with Khamenei Jr. That is literally the only change that's happened at all. The head of the judiciary is the same. The parliament speaker, Ghalibaf, is still Ghalibaf. The president is still the same. They just replaced the supreme leader, Khamenei, with his son. We now see what Israel was doing to Lebanon during this ceasefire. I'm going to play this clip. I mean, seriously, what are we doing here? This is despicable. We're claiming false ceasefires when the ceasefire hasn't been reached. There's still fighting going on. Donald Trump is running victory laps. Pete Hegseth is saying that Iran has been totally destroyed while Iran is still bombing and Iran is still being bombed. What is happening here? While all of this is happening, Trump is melting down on Truth Social. He first tweeted about the race in Georgia last night. He said, Marjorie Traitor Brown, green turns brown under stress, seat in Congress has been taken over by a wonderful and talented man, Clay Fuller, who won convincingly and right from the beginning. Dude, he underperformed by like 20 points. He literally gave a 20-point underperformance. All right, then, Donald Trump sent out a post saying this, numerous agreements, lists, and letters are being sent out by people that have absolutely nothing to do with the USA / Iran, and in many cases are total fraudsters, charlatans, and worse. They will be rapidly exposed after our federal investigation is completed. There is only one group of meaningful points that are acceptable to the United States, and we will be discussing them behind closed doors during these negotiations. These are the points that are the basis on which we agreed to a ceasefire. Wait, what? So we don't even have the ceasefire. We're just agreeing to points on the basis of maybe having a ceasefire. This is all so confusing. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The war is not over. There is not a ceasefire. There is nobody ceasing firing other than the United States, who seems to just be very, very eager to exit this war. Listen, I want us to exit this war as well. Trust me. But I want us to at least partially exit it in a better situation than we left it. I don't want to leave a huge mess in the Middle East where the entire globe is now being choked by Iran, who has control over this. We then learn that a White House official says the 10-point peace plan in Iran, publicly released on Wednesday, differs from the plan that Trump said was workable on a basis which to negotiate. One more time. A White House official is now saying that the 10-point peace plan Iran released is different than the one Trump agreed to. So this entire fragile ceasefire has fallen apart on the seams in multiple directions. Countries are still firing. Trump is saying he didn't agree to this, even though he made a post yesterday reposting the Iranian leaders saying there was a 10-point leader. This is all so incredibly despicable, and it's humiliating for the United States. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. This is total and utter humiliation for a country that should have dominance, should, in theory, have some sort of clever leader, but no. We're being drug along by Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump, and Steve Witkoff. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the breaking news videos on the Mockler Media feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to help us get to 2 million subscribers, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.